Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise you, Father. Glory be to God. Lord, we just thank you for this wonderful time we're coming into. We thank you, Father, for getting us all ready. Lord, I thank you that we are only going to do what you want us to do. And we thank you, Father, that we can hear your voice clearly and that you are leading us, guiding us into the things that you want us to do rather than what we want to do. And I thank you, Lord, that our attitude is we just want to be like Jesus. And I thank you for that, Father. We thank you for the signs and wonders that are going to be available and already available. And I praise you for that, Father. And I thank you, Father, for getting us ready in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, for bringing down the deep state, the beast kingdom that would try to hinder the Christian walk. And I praise you, Father, for that in this country. And I thank you, Lord, that provisions and all of that is already available to get this gospel out. And I thank you for it, Father. Bless us tonight, Lord, as we try to bless you. We're going to do our best to bless you, Lord, with these praise and worship songs. Thank you, Lord. Glory, hallelujah. Amen and amen. All right, anybody got a prayer request? You want us to pray for that buffalo? Anna says no. Obadiah says yes. Lasha don't know. All right. Yeah, go ahead, Ben.
This one, I met Karen yesterday, and I printed off Sovereign God for her in Spanish so her whole family could read it. So I was wondering if we could just pray over the book that's over there now so that they can see the spirituality of it. So I'll start out.
Yeah.
Lord Father God, thank you. I thank you for Diego, Adriana, Juan, and Karen. I thank you for bringing them into my life. Thank you for giving them the Spirit of Christ and the Holy Spirit to live by your word. Father God, I pray over the Sovereign God book that I've given them, that you put in my heart to give them. May it show them the spiritual side of things and to open their mind to beyond the religion that they're seeking, but to seek you, Father. And to see you in the words that are in that book. We thank you, Father, for all that you've done for us. And we pray that you continue to be so graceful and so merciful towards your chosen and elect, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Lord, we thank you that that anointing that you just put on there, that when they start hearing the word out of that thing, that immediately they would understand the things, the secrets that they've so needed all these many years in their Christian walk. They couldn't get it. Lord, we thank you for opening it up to them. And we praise you, Father, that this is going to be a turnaround for that whole family in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, for your anointing upon Ben as he's with them. Lord, to speak as an oracle of you, Lord, and speak wisdom and revelations into the word to them, with them, and for them, Lord, that they would listen. And we thank you for it, Father. We thank you for your angels of favor right now, working in that family, showing favor to Ben and to you, Father. And I thank you for it, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Anybody else? All right, go ahead. Somebody else.
I'll pray. I'd like to pray too. Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, for the truth. And I thank you, Lord, for giving Karen's family all eyes to see and ears to hear. And they're going to read and you're going to give them the understanding. You're going to bring light, Lord, where they're in darkness. And We just thank you, Father, for an awesome testimony. We bind up every spirit of religion and doubt and unbelief and anything that would hinder their ability to see and to come to the revelation of the truth. I thank you, Lord, that Ben has been praying and that you've already heard those prayers, Lord, and that he's just going to be able to help them when needed, Lord, to help see things, Lord. And we bless him, God, in the name of Jesus, this whole family, Father. Thank you, Lord. Just believe in household salvation for this family, God, that they believe and their whole family was saved. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father.
Can I give God some information and prayer?
Sure.
Lord, we hear that Karen's mom is not working anymore. So it's she says she has nothing to do at home. She only does speak the Spanish language. So she's going to have lots to do. And we thank you, Lord, that perhaps it's put in a binder because he bought a binder and had it three-hole punched. And she can just hand the first chapter over to her husband. You can continue too, Lord. So I ask that you maybe put that in the hearts of his of these people to share this and to share all the different chapters even, and they can do it that way. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Yeah, put her to work, Lord. Glory to God. Amen. Go ahead, Anna.
We've got a little testimony, and then I'd like to ask for prayer, but no. You can see. So Obi had this rash around his eye, like from his eyebrow over to his temple and back down around. And he had it for a few days, and it would like kind of flare up, and his eye would kind of start to swell up. And it would get all bumpy, and then it would kind of like go away. But if he touched it, it would flare back up and turn bright pink, or kind of a purplish pink, and then it'd go away. And it kind of looked almost like poison ivy, but he had no opportunities to get into any. So I don't know what it was. And it didn't matter. We just kept rebuking it. Every time it started to get bad, we just rebuke it. And then after like, I don't know, maybe 3 days, it was all swollen again in the morning. And then we went to a couple towns over, and he pops up in the front seat before we got out, and he leans over, and I look over at his face, and it was completely gone. It had turned into a surface scab that was already, in just that couple hours, it had turned into a surface scab that was already white, like it had separated from the skin, and I just took my fingernail and popped it off, and it's been gone since.
Praise
it was so
God.
Weird,
thank you, God.
But praise the Lord. And
praise
then I'd like
God.
To ask for prayer, please, Michael.
Okay.
I just got a really bad attack of a sore throat, but I just thank you, Lord. It's got to go.
Amen. It sure does. In the name of Jesus right now, we bind up that spirit of infirmity that calls itself a sore throat. And I command you to leave Anna now. That is a holy temple of God. You ain't allowed. And now I thank you, Father, that it's gone. And all the symptoms are gone with it. And we praise you, Father, that before this outreach is over tonight, it'll be completely gone. She'll sleep like a baby tonight. In Jesus' name. Actually, she'll sleep just like the baby that's in her. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. All right. Anybody else? I want to pray one thing. The Lord had me praying today for the whole outreach and the locals too. He said, pray against witchcraft curses. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I want you all to believe with me. Father, in the name of Jesus right now, I thank you, Lord, that it's already been taken care of because we prayed the prayer of faith this afternoon. And I thank you, Lord, that these witchcraft curses have been thrown down. And your angels have gone to shut them down forever. And we praise you for it, Father. We thank you, Lord, that they have found out where they're coming from. And they have completely destroyed the demonic entities that are doing this in Jesus' name. And we praise you, Father, for complete victory over these witchcraft curses in Jesus' name. Everybody believe it? Glory to God, glory to God. Yes, it's done. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Hey, Josephus, what's up, Brodus?
Of a fun place, not much. That's only blessed. Thank you, Father.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. All right, anyone else? Yeah, Missy.
I'd like to say I've been dealing with some pain. I'm not going to say what it is, and I've like not been receiving it and rebuking it, and I had a sense that it was witchcraft. And so I just thank you and praise you, Father, that I'm delivered from this lying spirit, this lying pain in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, that it's gone. It's defeated in the name of Jesus. And anybody else that's been attacked in their body from this witchcraft, it's defeated in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. We command all symptoms of discomfort to leave everybody that's experiencing it right now in Jesus' mighty name. Thank
Amen.
You, Father. Glory be to God. Amen. Yeah, go ahead, Obi.
He's just waving at Vanita.
Oh, man. Okay. Can't see nothing but this t-shirt sleeve. That's not a cheerleader t-shirt, is it, Obi? Oh, no. It's got a big old buffalo on it. All right. That's so awesome. Thank you, Lord. Getting that boy a buffalo t-shirt. If anybody needs what he does. Glory to God. All right. Anybody else?
Nice bison. It's beautiful.
Yeah. Bison. Yeah, excuse me. It's a fisherman. Looks like a Texas longhorn. Oh. All right. Anybody else got a prayer?
I kind of, Michael.
Okay.
Lord Jesus, thank you very much, Father, for the time we have with my family here. Thank you, Lord, for the things coming. Thank you, Lord. We always know you're always in control. There's nothing besides your hand that's doing all this. Thank you for grace and mercy. Lord, thank you for the work you've done in all our lives. Thank you for the grace and the mercy to teach us, Lord. Thank you for your patience to show us the thing to work, to understand, to grow, and the ability to not just hear your word, Lord, but doing it. Thank you for working our lives. Thank you for being graceful God you are. Bless this night for us. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord, that we got up this morning. Praise God. Amen. All right. Anybody not wake up this morning? All right. Who's got a prayer? Anybody? Okay, let's do that, Judy. You want to start us off? Me? Okay. Lord, they've warned us that there's going to be some bad weather that comes in from South Texas all the way up through, I think it was Wisconsin. Yeah, all the way up through to Wisconsin. It includes Oklahoma, Arkansas, Louisiana, and some more up through there that I don't remember, but it doesn't make any difference. Lord, we pray for our families and our loved ones that are in those areas, and we thank you, Father, that your angels are headed out there right now to blow it around them. In Jesus' name, that they're not going to be affected with it, and all of your elect will not be affected with it in the name that's above every name. That's the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it, Father. Nobody in UBM or your elect will be affected by it. In Jesus' name. Lord, we believe it. We trust you. And we thank you for it, Father. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. All right. Yeah, they're right where my box is right there in the midst of it. Not anymore, though. Thank you, Lord. All right, anyone else? Lord, we thank you for especially Shield and Cheryl down in there. Cheryl and let's see who else is. Brandy's. I think he's got some people down there. And also Angelica. And let's see who else. Well, whoever else, we've already got them covered. In Jesus. Now, Pat, where are you from? Where is your home? If I might ask. Yeah,
you Megan. Mean current? My yeah, current well, home?
Yeah.
Pennsylvania?
Oh, Pennsylvania. I thought so. I thought you were just working up there. I didn't think you live in that area.
No. I've been living state. Here for 25 years, over 25 years. Hey, but we moved up from Oklahoma. We have a bunch of friends down there in Oklahoma and oh, really? Arkansas okay. and that whole area as well.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. I didn't think you could be from Pennsylvania. Just only a few people are from Pennsylvania.
I'm from the left. I'm from the left coast originally.
No, from the mid coast. That's the
left
mid.
Coast.
Oh, boy. All right. No, Pennsylvania's okay, just the people.
Everybody's got to have a friend in Pennsylvania, though, right?
I don't. Just one, Missy. Yeah. And Pat ain't from there. He's from Oklahoma.
I think that's their license plate or something. A friend in Pennsylvania.
Barbara's in Pennsylvania. She's close.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I got another one up there. Barbara. Bless her heart.
They're all going to be friends, friendly here yeah, pretty soon.
Absolutely.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. No, Pennsylvania's okay. I've only been to Pennsylvania one time, Missy. I went up there for firefight school in the Navy back in 67 or so. No, I would have been about 69. She's got four fingers up for some reason. She's still got four fingers up.
I was yeah. 4 years old.
He thinks
old.
We can read.
You were 4 years old. Well, I wasn't but three. Yeah. Well, praise God. That's okay. I'm just glad to be alive. Praise God. something that I've always prayed ever since I've been a Christian. I wanted to be here the last day. I wanted to be here to go up with my buddies and friends. Jesus. Always. I've prayed that prayer many times. Okay. Anybody ready for some good praise and worship? How about some good motivational first, though? All right, we can do it.
What is prayer? Prayer is not sending God to run on your errands. A Christian can see more on his knees than he can from his feet. Prayer is not getting God prepared to do your will. Prayer is getting you prepared to do God's will. Prayer is the only way to release the supernatural power of God in your life, in your marriage, in your business, to show you great and mighty things that you know not. Prayer is the key that unlocks the gates of heaven and closes the gates of hell. Prayer has the power to cure sickness and disease. Prayer can shatter the shackles of misery and habit that are tormenting your life or the life of your son or daughter or the life of your husband or wife. Prayer does not need proof. Prayer needs practice. Intellectuals are now jabbering that God and heaven are far removed and far away. God is as close as your next prayer. If your marriage is under attack, pray. If your children are being tormented by the Prince of Darkness, pray. If your business is failing, pray. If you're fighting a deadly disease, pray. If you're lost and without God, pray. If your life is empty, if it's meaningless, if it seems to be hopeless, pray. Pray, pray, because God answers prayer. A prayerless Christian is a weak Christian. A prayerless Christian is a miserable Christian. A prayerless Christian is a Christian who always lives in defeat. A prayerless church is a weak church. A prayerless nation is a defeated nation. A prayerless family will be a divided family. It has been said and bears saying again, the family that prays together stays together. God expects you every day of the week to pray for the people in your house. Somebody prayed for you. Who are you praying for? Why pray? Because God answers prayer. As powerful as God is, God cannot answer prayer until you pray it. The Bible says, what you bind on earth, I'll bind in heaven. The book of Isaiah says, command ye me. This is God speaking to man, because in prayer, he has given you the authority to launch the initiative. Quit walking around in circles, wringing your hands saying, I wonder when God is going to do something. God in heaven is looking down at you and saying, I have given you the authority of my name. I have given you the power of my word. I have given you the sanctity of my blood. When are you going to use the power that I have given to you to blast the kingdom of hell off at the ground and announce that Jesus Christ is Lord? The initiative rests with you. Asking for things that are impossible, because with God nothing is impossible. Ask him to defeat the giants in your life, because our God is a giant killer. Ask him to divide the sea before you and to bury Pharaoh and watch him turn your enemies into fish food. Ask him to send fire from heaven as he did for Elijah, and he will. Ask him to walk with you in the fire of the fiery furnace and be the fourth man in the fire, and he will. He said you will walk through the fire and the fire will not burn you. You will walk through the water and the water will not drown you. Ask him. He's the God who cannot fail. He's waiting to show you great and mighty things. Pray, pray, pray. God in heaven wants you to have that power. Ask according to my infinite power. And God is saying, I want you to ask big. God said, I want you to make me to slide to the edge of my seat and say, wow. Wow, listen to what they're asking for, to move mountains, to heal incurable diseases, to restore dead marriages back to life, to send a financial harvest that their minds cannot fathom. I want you to know God wants to do that. God is in heaven saying, what do you need? Do you need healing? Ask in faith, believing, and I will give it. Do you need supernatural wisdom to make a tough decision? Ask of me, and I will lead you in paths of righteousness for your name's sake. Do you need peace that surpasses understanding? Ask, 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 for nothing is impossible to those that believe. No good thing will he withhold from those that diligently seeking. Do you need the impossible? Then open your mouth. Open your mouth in faith, believing. You're not talking to the President of the United States. You're not talking to Bill Gates. Both of them together can't control their next breath. You're talking to the Creator of heaven and earth. He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. He uses gold for asphalt on the streets of heaven. He moves mountains. He divides seas. He'll give you wells you didn't dig, vineyards you didn't plant, houses you didn't build. He will make you the head and not the tail, because nothing, nothing, nothing is impossible to you.
This is a day. My commandment, that you love, that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another, that your joy may be full. That your joy may be full. That your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another, that your joy may be full.
Rejoice in the Lord always. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice. And again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice. And again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice. And again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice. And again I say rejoice. Clap your hands, all you people, shouting to God with a voice of triumph. Clap your hands, all you people, shouting to God with a voice of praise. Hosanna, Hosanna, shouting to God with a voice of triumph. Praise Him, praise Him, shouting to God with a voice of praise. Clap your hands, all you people, shouting to God with a voice of triumph. Clap your hands, all you people, shouting to God with a voice of praise. Shouting to God with a voice of triumph. Shouting to God with a voice of praise. I got a river of life flowing out of me. Makes the lame to walk and the blind to see. Opens prison doors, sets those captives free. I got a river of life flowing out of me. Spring up, oh well, within my soul. Spring up, oh well. And make me whole, spring up, oh well, and give to me that life abundantly. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it.
Thank you, Lord. Somebody ought to get excited over there at the church.
Child in open peace, I'm leaving comfort to chase your presence. That wind I felt before, I want to feel. I'm not bound, not bound to boxes. Since the fire of the Holy Ghost got a hold of me, this wild freedom. Disappointment reminding me where my joy is. I'm stepping into something new. You're breaking off disappointment, reminding me where my
Of your word and your will, speak your words through these lips, your own words of life, let them heal the broken hearted. Lord, make me a servant. I'll wait on you hand and foot. Draw me close, let me know you. Let me touch your heart. Let me be your prized creation. I am yours, I am yours. I've been bought with life so precious. I am new, I'm brand new in you, my Jesus. when I hear your spirit calling me, I'll follow. I'll follow because I am yours. Lord, fill me with your spirit. Baptize me in your love. Take the fire from the altar. Let it touch my lips and consume the darkness around me. I am yours. Been bought with life so precious. I am new, I'm brand new in you, my Jesus. I am yours, Lord, I'm yours. You hold on.
All that's found in you, Spirit God. We stand in awe of you. We stand in awe of you. Tell him tonight. We stand in awe of you.
I could tell you, wish I could keep it to myself. There aren't enough colors to paint the whole picture. Not enough words to ever say what I found. Wonderful and beautiful and glorious and holy, He is merciful. That's my shepherd, my protector, that's my king, that's my rock, that's my anchor. Jesus, come.
there'll be no war, and there'll be no change when Jesus comes. Let today be the day He'll come for. And all will believe in the power of His name. Come, Jesus, come. We've been waiting so long for the day You return to heal every hurt and right. Come and lay it all down, 'cause it might be today. The time is right now. There's no need to wait. Your past will be washed by rivers of grace.
has a name. Love has a name. Jesus. There's a joy that triumphs over fear. There's a light that wipes away all tears. There's a presence that changes atmospheres. There's a name. We will fix our eyes on the one who overcame. We will stand in awe of the one who breaks the chains. Love has a name. Love has a name. Jesus.
There's a song coming up in my soul, Lord, in my soul. There's a song coming up in my soul, Lord, in my soul. I see the light.
Stars you set in motion, oh God. I sing, oh glory and honor. What is man that you are mindful? The Son of Man that you would care for him. We sing, oh glory and honor, oh Lord, our Lord. Oh, how awesome are your. Majestic is your name in all the earth. Oh Lord, our Lord, may we see your kingdom come. Father, may your will be done in all the earth. In all the earth you gave dominion to your children, and you crown them, oh God. With glory and honor, so we sing of your name, live our lives for your greatness, oh God. In your glory and honor, oh Lord, our Lord, oh how awesome are your ways, how majestic is your name. Cries out in every knee bows. Jesus, we crown you, oh Lord, our Lord. The earth is full of the glory of God.
Come make much of God.
let my eyes see your glory. I judge myself and look inside. Are my hands clean before you? Show yourself pure to me. Show yourself merciful. My lips are unclean, but you save the humble. Lord, you give the humble grace, and their cry comes before you. The pure in heart shall see your face. Is my heart pure before you? Show yourself pure to me. Show yourself merciful. My lips are unclean, but you save the humble. With you is the fountain of life. Your holiness is my heart's desire. Your word has a light in my eyes. Jesus, come purge me with your refining fire. Show yourself pure to me. Yourself merciful. My lips are unclean, but you save the humble.
Beside the sea, those who had been victorious. They held harps given them by God, and they sang the song of Moses and the song of the Lamb.
Speak what Truth becomes so bright in the light. I can't wait till the world sees you. In your precious name, you're still the same. Yesterday, tomorrow, this day. Light of my life, the flame of my fire, the wind in my wings, there is healing, salvation, deliverance. Yeshua, the Messiah, Yeshua, the Messiah. Honor in the King of Kings, Creator God of everything. Yeshua is the Messiah, Yeshua, the Messiah. Anointed one to be the King, Creator God of everything. Amen. Declaring this aloud, without a doubt, we're heading for the final countdown. Preparing Him a bride, set aside, this cup will overflow with new wine. Light of my life, the flame of my fire, the wind in my wings, there is healing, salvation, deliverance. In Yeshua, the Messiah, Yeshua, the Messiah. Honor in the King of Kings, Creator God of everything. Yeshua is the Messiah, Yeshua, the Messiah, anointed one to be the King, Creator.
Creator God of everything. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam. Blessed be the Lord our God, King of the universe. His name is Yeshua, the Messiah. Yeshua, the Messiah. Honoring the King of Kings, Creator God of everything. Yeshua is the Messiah. Yeshua, the Messiah. Anointed one to be the King, Creator God of everything. Amen.
Oh, Lord, my God, when I consider the world I have made, I see the stars, I hear the roar of thunder, I pass. My soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art, and save my soul.
Yeah, I had to get all that turned off. Yeah, if you didn't know who that was Elvis. Elvis Presley, living there in Benton, Arkansas. You don't believe me? I ask him. All right.
He can sing. He can sing. He can sing.
That boy there can sing just like him. He can sing just like him. He talked like him too. All right. Well, Lord, we thank you for this wonderful evening. We praise you, Father. We thank you, Lord, that we hope, Lord, we pray that you were blessed by this, because I sure was. I think everybody here was too. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. All right. Anybody got anything they'd like to pray about before we leave? Well, who is that strange guy coming in here? But I don't look a thing like Vanita. Hey, Nick.
Hey, Michael.
What's going on, bro?
Just got off of work.
All right. How was it?
I'd like to ask for some prayer.
Do what?
I'd like to ask for some prayer.
Okay, what's going on?
I'm working on my side-by-side. I got it all taken apart, and now I got to put it all back together again. I drained all the fluid, and now I got to put all new fluid in it. So it's just like...
Okay, Lord, we thank you that there's not going to turn up any missing parts, and you're not going to have any extra parts left over in Jesus' name, and they're all going to go in the right place. And we praise you, Father, that it's going to be fixed and repaired, and Nick's going to be back on the road again. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God.
Amen.
All right, give them both wisdom, Lord, on how to do this. Yeah, and some grace, too. Thank you, Father. Amen. That's going to be done. That ain't going to be no problem, Nick. You're going to breeze right through it, brother.
Thank you.
Don't take it apart, don't put it back together. A lot of people do that. They'll just put it in a box and take it and try to sell it. Y'all put it back together and get on it and ride it, because it's going to go. Amen. All right. Anybody else got a prayer request before we go out tonight? Boy, I enjoyed all them songs. Yeah, Techie Angels, for sure. All right. Lord, we thank you for the blessing tonight of the music, the gospel songs, the praise songs. We praise you, Father, that I enjoyed myself, and I think everybody else did too, and I hope you did too, Father God. Thank you, Lord, for drawing us nigh unto you. Draw us closer, Lord. Draw us closer in Jesus' name. And we praise you, Father, that you're going to place it in everybody's heart to put on that armor of God and pray the prayer of faith for everything that they know that you lead them into prayer with, Lord. And I thank you for that, because we're all in a battle here, but we got the victory. We know it. We thank you, Father, that you made warriors out of everybody here. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for your complete battle of armor that you've given us, and we praise you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Good night, saints. God bless.